Hey. Welcome back to Genspired, the podcast. I don't know why I say it that way. Just whatever, roll with me. I am your host, Jennifer Batog. As a reminder before we begin, please remember that I'm not a medical professional nor a licensed therapist. I am, however, a spiritual being having a human experience right along with you. Topics discussed and opinions shared on this podcast are not a replacement for licensed medical or mental health advice. Please trust and use your own judgment, discernment, and intuition, but also try and be open. My intention for these episodes is that they will reach a collective of people meant to find them. Two things. I'm getting tired of trying to find the perfect opening and closing little piece of music, so send immediate help. Secondly, Mercury retrograde is real. This is the third time I'm trying to record this episode. Mercury starts to retrograde on November 9th, and the energy is here already. I am hoping that because I am aligned with the number 3, that this will be the charm and we can get through this. Anyway, all right. Let's get into this. Let's get Genspired. Numerology. Just saying it makes me happy. Funny enough, numbers and math were definitely not my forte in school. But as a spiritually awake human, numerology and the beautifully elegant way numbers present and show themselves to us make me wish it were more freely discussed and learned about in everyday life. That's why I felt compelled to make episode 14 all about them and the incredible way they come to play. Numerology, when defined in a spiritual sense, is the belief in a mystical or divine relationship between numbers and events. It's a divinatory practice that suggests numbers carry specific symbolic meanings and energies, allowing for insight into our strengths, challenges, and life path through a system called arithmancy. Don't ask me what that means. I needed to add that in there for full context of the Google definition, which of course is a lot of words to say simply that numbers, if you believe in their presence and the meaning behind them, can play a powerful role in guiding you along your journey. If you've been with me since episode 1, massive thank you, by the way, you know that I don't believe in coincidences or things that happen without reason. Personally, I believe everything, and I mean everything, in our life is a message or a code or a sign or a synchronicity or a beacon or a light or a warning or a nudge from something more powerful. And numbers play a powerful role in helping us. They also have a way of elegantly coming together or showing up when we need them. As someone who believes in balance and harmony, for me, numbers have been an absolute force in helping me understand myself and my life much more clearly. Let's start with how they can show up for you in synchronistic patterns. For example, a few episodes ago, I gave a brief introduction into seeing repeating numbers. So repeating ones, repeating twos, repeating threes, etc. They show up on the clock, on receipts, on license plates, on addresses, on TV, on scoreboards. So yeah, seeing a repeating number itself for you is just the universe's way of emphasizing that particular number. So repeating ones, whether it's 11 or 111 or 1111, is the universe telling you that you are on the right track and there's something new coming for you in the form of a new beginning, a new opportunity, or something you've been manifesting is about to make itself known to you, because ones are about new. 5, for example, is the number of change. So seeing 555 is the universe saying, girl, a lot of change is coming and it's coming quickly. 6 is the number of balance and peace. So seeing 66 is a sign of a peaceful pause, time for self-care and focusing on what matters. 666 is also their way of saying you are fully coming into a very peaceful, beautiful time. The universe is always speaking to you, like legit always. I can't stress it enough. You are never not going to hear from the universe, especially if you are awakened and aware. Your messages will be forthcoming to you all the time. When I started my spiritual journey a few years ago, number synchronicities was the very first clear way I would get messages from my spirit team, but also from the universe itself. Fast forward 3 years through my spiritual evolution, and I can tell you without hesitation that I see upwards of at least 5 to 10 number synchronicities a day, no joke. Every day, I see multiple signs and multiple indications that the universe and my spirit team have got my back and I'm heading in the right direction. I also mentioned a few episodes ago that while Google and many books and websites will give you all kinds of definitions of each of these number synchronicities, the best way to interpret them is to find the meaning that resonates with you. So whenever a number pattern shows up, immediately stop what you're doing and take notice of either what you were thinking about, of what you were actually doing, what you were about to do, or what you were about to say even. That's the universe saying to you, yes, you are right. Yes, that's right. Yes, go for it. Yes, do it. Yes, say it. Number synchronicities are almost always positive and lean towards a yes. So if you ask the universe a question and request that a number synchronicity show up for you as confirmation, if the answer is a yes, it will be provided to you. The number synchronicity that spoke to me the most loudly and the most clearly over the past 3 years has been 333. When it started to show up, I'd get teary-eyed because I knew how deeply that message was resonating for me. Three is the number of creativity, growth, and balance around relationships and career. It's also associated with divine guidance, as most numbers are, and that's exactly how I started to feel when I saw it appear. Sometimes it goes quiet because it knows that I know what's going on, but when it makes itself known to me, as it did today, actually, it's still my favorite one to see. I even wear a 333 necklace now. That isn't to say that I don't get powerful spiritual chills when 1111 shows up, or my new current favorite, which is 222. For me, 222 is showing me that I'm moving towards union, and a powerful alignment is headed my way with regards to coming together with someone. These past few weeks, 1111, which can sometimes be like a wish number, people say make a wish at 1111, so it can be seen as like a wish coming true number. So 1111 and 222 show up for me almost daily. So to me, that confirms that a union I have wished for is headed my way, and I just need to keep on keeping on. You see, I'm no longer worried about finding or coming into union with my true soulmate, for I know it to be true. He is closer than ever. If you listen to episode 13, where I talked about soulmates and other various types of partnerships, I mentioned in there as well that intuitively, and with the help of these numbers, I know I'm about to meet or cross paths with the person my soul will recognize right away. He will feel it too. And I honestly can't wait to do a future episode after he and I have met, and I can confirm to you that he was seeing the same numbers prior to that meeting. Some of the key principles of spiritual numerology are, number one, that numbers are used as symbols, so each number representing a symbol of the self. Next comes a spiritual principle of your life path number, which is calculated using your full birth date. This number is thought to reveal core aspects of your personality, your purpose, and your life journey. Then there are master numbers, which include 11, 22, and 33. These hold a bit more intensity and more spiritual significance. So in some cases, when you're calculating your life path number, they don't get reduced down to a single digit. More on that in a minute. There's also the synchronicities, which I just mentioned, numbers that repeat themselves to you in your daily life, offering powerful signs and guidance. And lastly, numbers can be a tool for introspection. Spiritual numerology can be used as a tool for self-reflection and help you gain a deeper understanding of your inner self, your strengths, weaknesses, and your potential. So yes, my friends, are numbers powerful? They sure are. If I strip it down to some of the basics that I started to see and feel and realize when I first became aware of their presence in my life, it opened up this sweet way of seeing them as something lighthearted and fun in my life. Like I would get excited when I would see it on the clock or on a receipt or a license plate. But now, as I moved on and got deeper and deeper and more into it, I realized just how magical these numbers and synchronicities can be. For example, what is your favorite number? Mine is 6. I can't tell you why or how I came to have that as my favorite number. It just always was. People would ask me why and I could never answer them. Until now. As someone who is tuned into a higher frequency and more in touch with my spiritual aspects of my life and myself, I've come to see 6 as a powerful number for me. 6 is the number of peace, love, harmony, and balance. I didn't know that growing up, even into my early adulthood, but I do now. I now know that 6 was my favorite number because peace, love, harmony, and balance have been what my soul has always longed for. Without being able to articulate it with words, the number was doing the talking for me. 6. That beautiful, perfect number. 6. Peace, love, harmony, and balance. Shit. My journey makes so much sense now knowing that number, ever since I was a kid, was my favorite, and realizing why just helps solidify so much for me. So I ask you again, what's your favorite number? If it happens to be 23, for example, because maybe you like Michael Jordan, to understand its deeper, more connected meaning to you, just add 2 plus 3 to get to a single digit. You're going to get 5. So, you are all about change, freedom, adventure, and adaptability. You are able to adjust and change and pivot as the situation calls for it. We can have a favorite number for all kinds of reasons, but if you take a minute and sit with the meaning of yours, you will see just how closely it ties in with who you are and your journey and purpose in this life. So yeah, if you like the number 5, you are likely a change maker and someone who marches to the beat of their own drum, driven by adventure and the freedom to just be who you are. Now let's run through what each single digit number would represent, and perhaps you'll see why it's your favorite number. If you played sports, maybe you always wore this number, so it became your favorite. Or your favorite news channel was on this particular TV station or something. Whatever the reason you have a favorite number, if it's a double or triple digit, add them up until you get a single digit and see if these definitions align with you. So, if your favorite number is 1, you are likely someone prone to independence, leadership, and innovativeness. If it's 2, cooperation, diplomacy, sensitivity, and empathy. 3, creativity, optimism, self-expression, and communication. 4, stability, practicality, and structure. If your favorite number is 5, as mentioned above, change, freedom, adventure, and adaptability. 6, my fellow lovers of the number 6, peace, love, harmony, and balance. If your favorite number is 7, intellect, spirituality, intuition, and introspection. 8, power, ambition, and resilience. And if your favorite number is 9, wisdom, compassion, humanitarianism, and altruism. When we move on to consider your life path number, bear with me here because this is going to sound complicated, but to calculate it, Take your birth month and add it up until you get a single digit. Then your day of birth, add it up until you get a single digit. Then your full birth year, add it up until you get a single digit. Then add all three of those up until you get a single digit. Unless you get either 11, 22, or 33. Those with these life path numbers are master numbers, so you keep it as a double digit. For example, my birthday month adds up to 1. My day of birth adds up to 6. No coincidence, right? And my birth year adds up to 24. So I keep going and I take the 2 plus the 4 and get yet another 6. See what I mean? No coincidences here. I was meant to be born on the day I was born. To finish, I then take the 1 from the month, the 6th from the day, and the 6th from the year, and I get 13. Finally, to get it to a single digit, I add the 1 plus the 3, and I get 4. So I'm a life path 4. If this sounds at all confusing, just ask ChatGPT to get your life path number. It'll make it easier on your brain. Once you get it all added up, you can research online all about your life path number. I even bought a little book online about life path numbers that I reference once in a while, and life path 4 is pretty spot on. Those with master life path numbers, you are, well, masters, sort of spiritually chosen, if you will. That's not to say the rest of us aren't. Like with anything in life, we do require these life path numbers and their special purposes to help humans overall. I'm not going to go into every single life path number because that would take a while, and it would be more personal if you read about yourself to yourself, but I will share the master numbers 11, 22, and 33 if that happens to be you. Those with life path number 11 are often natural spiritual seekers, striving to uncover deeper truths about themselves and the world around them. The energy of this number symbolizes insight and enlightenment, but also comes with challenges as it can demand a high level of personal growth and self-awareness. Life path 22 is also known as the master builder or master architect, representing the ability to manifest big visions into reality. Those with this life path have the potential for immense accomplishments, combining practicality and idealism to create lasting, impactful change in the world. This life path, though, does require a tremendous amount of discipline and determination. Those with a life path 33, I will say, you have likely had one of the hardest, most challenging roads and journeys. Life path 33 is not for the weak. Life path 33, you are the master teacher, and you represent a person with a high spiritual potential to serve others through compassion, wisdom, and healing. You have the creative energy of a 3 coupled with the nurturing nature of a 6, but you are tasked with a higher calling to become leaders in spiritual, philosophical, or humanistic fields. And in order to do that, you've likely had to go through a lot, and I mean a lot of challenges, hardships, and lessons. Because as a master teacher, you can then lead from experience and help create change. Life Path 33 requires a willingness to embrace its powerful life-defining purpose on this earth. And if you are a Life Path 33 or know a Life Path 33, show them a lot of grace, love, and support. If they are leaning into their life purpose, know that they have earned our respect. I take you back to what I said initially at the beginning of this episode. Nothing is a coincidence. Not your favorite number or the day you were born. All of it has purpose. All of it has meaning. And I'm about to take you even further down the numerology road. If you are like me and subscribe to the belief that nothing is a coincidence, then you'll also join me when I share that every event, everything that's ever happened to you, the time it happened, the day it happened, all of it. Not a coincidence, but part of your journey and purpose. Even today, there's a reason that you are listening to this podcast on whatever day you are listening. If it's a double-digit day, add the digits to get a single digit. See if the definition of that digit aligns with what you are either learning, feeling, or discovering on this day. Allow me to share some other examples. Recently, someone I know was unfortunately let go from their job. They were notified on October 23rd. October is the 10th month. 10 is the number of completion, the ending of something. You reach a 10 before a new cycle begins. When you take the 2 and add the 3 from the 23rd day of that month, you get 5, the number of change. This person experienced a life-altering change on the 10th month of a day that adds up to 5. A significant change at the end of a cycle. It may have just appeared as a random day to that person initially, but when you look at it from a numerology perspective, it makes sense for their journey to end with that employer on that day. Your wedding day. While you may think you chose that day at random, you didn't. You were in alignment and likely consciously picked what day may have worked with your schedule or the venue you wanted or whatever. But take a look at the day and the month. Look at their digits singularly and be prepared for your jaw to drop open. For example, anyone who got married in May is the 5th month, so I don't need to tell you what 5 means. It means change. Obviously, getting married is a big change. Even if you can't quite see or make the connection right away, sit with it for a while. The definition and meaning behind the number and how it relates to you will reveal itself to you. Every single day of our lives represents a piece of our journey, a place on our map. Even if you spend the entire day on the couch doing absolutely nothing and thinking to yourself, well, this day was a complete waste of time. I've said that to myself more times than not. It wasn't. It was probably a day that was a 7 or added up to a 7. In numerology and even in biblical terms, 7 is the day of rest, the rest after creation. So you needed that day of rest. In fact, I kid you not, I started writing and researching this episode on the 3rd, which is the number of creativity, self-expression, and communication, as you now hopefully know. See, without realizing it, I was inspired and just sat down and only now noticed that it was a day that was a 3. Your address and where you live also plays a role in your journey. Using the same principles of adding up the numbers until you get a single digit, your address, regardless, and actually especially if you've lived in a few places, all made sense for you at that time and where you were or are on your journey. If I use myself as an example, it completely lines up. The first home I owned, the address was 1272. So when you add up the numbers, it makes 12. So then we go further, 2 plus 1 equals 3. Boom, right? Like, mic drop. Creativity, self-expression, communication, the number I'm aligned with. This is the very first home that I purchased on my own, so I had free rein on decorating and designing it, and I completely let myself do that without holding back. I was creative and expressive. It's also the place that allowed me to drop into a space where I started to write and journal a lot more. I had a column I wrote for a local magazine. It's like my creativity came out of its cage. My second home, the address was 109. So it adds up to 10, and then we reduce it to a single digit of 1, representing independence, new beginnings, and sometimes big brand new goals. And it was exactly that for me. You see, I had run into some issues with a terrible neighbor at the other home, and it forced me to have to move. It was a challenging time for me as I was trying to sell with his ongoing ridiculous antics, and I was completely miserable for well over a year. My neighbor and his family made my life a living hell. When I first walked into my new home at 109, the very minute I stepped foot in the door, I told my realtor I was buying it. She laughed and said, "Wait a minute, we haven't gone anywhere yet." I said it didn't matter. This was the fresh start I was looking for. My entire body let out a giant exhale when I moved into that house. It helped me get a new job with ESPN, build new friendships, and it was a beautiful reset for my nervous system. Presently, my address is 79. So when you add 7 plus 9, we get 16. And 6 plus 1 equals 7. And when I was calculating that the other day, I literally was like, I dropped a fake air mic in my house. This home is for rest. This home is a sanctuary for me to help me reflect, be more at peace, and continue my journey of introspection. This is the spiritual house, no doubt about it. Even sleeping here my first few nights, my intuition felt heightened. My connection to my spirit guides and my spirit team has gotten much stronger. This is an ideal home for me for deep rest and sacred spiritual growth. It also doesn't hurt that I have the most stunning view of a body of water out of every single window. I ask you now, what's your address number? Add it up and see if it aligns with the definitions I'll share with you now. Also, if you are lucky enough to live in a home with a synchronistic number, so for example, if you live at 111 Main Street or 222 Lake Drive, that's pretty powerful on its own. You get the synchronicity and the single-digit numerology at play. Double whammy, if you will. Here we go. If your address adds up to a 1, your home would be known as the independent one. This is a home for self-starters, new beginnings, and new goals. It offers you motivating energy and helps support your ambition and personal growth. If your address adds up to a 2, your home would be known as the nurturer. This is a soft, romantic, and emotionally connected home. This creates a beautiful space for love, partnership, and harmony. It's peaceful and heart-centered. 3, your home is the creative. So as mentioned, this was my first house. So it would be a home offering vibrant self-expression, a fun social space for entertaining, which actually I did a lot of in that home now that I think about it. This home is high vibe and joyful, full of ideas and laughter. 4, your home would be known as the grounded one. This home is stable, secure, and helps you build foundations in your life that last. It's safe and dependable and offers that comforting feeling of security and structure. 5, your home would be known as the adventurer. This house represents change, freedom, and lots of excitement. Lots of movement, spontaneity, and full of transformations. If your home address adds up to a 6, it would be known as the heart. This space for you will feel like a nurturing, family-centered warm hug, perfect for family relationships and heart-based activities. 7, as we know, this would be known as the spiritual one, my present space, a sanctuary for reflection, for study, inner work, and rest, leaning deeply into your intuition and your spiritual evolution. If your address adds up to 8, your home would be known as the powerhouse. This is a home full of powerful ambition, energy, and abundance, offering up manifestations that come to fruition. It's a magnet for money, recognition, and success. Finally, if your address adds up to a 9, your home would be known as the healer. This home has soul. This would be a space for release, for compassion, and deep transformation. It's rich with emotions and likely won't be a home you remain in long, because once you release what needs to go, you will outgrow it and move forward. In the interim, though, it'll be the safe space to allow you to let go and to heal. I think it's safe to say numbers are magic, y'all. Like, come on. Are you with me here? Regardless of how they show up, or if you, or if and when you start to come to terms and understand their significance in your life, they are magic. And my new relationship with them comes with a lot of gratitude for what they have offered up to me and how they've helped me evolve. I turned 48 a little while ago. Shout out to my fellow Scorpios out there. It's currently Scorpio season. Scorpios rule transformation, and as a Scorpio, I can tell you that we go through a lot. And when I mean a lot, I mean a lot of change and transformation throughout our lifetimes. Scorpios aren't afraid to go to the depths when we need to. Anyway, I digress. Getting back to my age, I no longer fear the number that's attached to it. Going deep within to uncover what needed to be uncovered and heal what needed to be healed, I embrace whatever number that happens to be. Right now, it's 48. And 4 plus 8 equals 12. And guys, we know that 1 plus 2 equals 3. Do I need another mic drop moment for you here? I'm currently starting a 3-year for myself. No wonder my creative energy is electric lately. I'm fully embracing the ideas and the creativity that come to me each and every day. In fact, I had some plans for myself for next year that seemed to be starting right away without me even realizing it. They started to unfold right after my birthday. Absolutely incredible. Me and the number 3 are going to have a great year together. Leading me to one of my final examples. Take a look at your current age. Add those numbers up, and I can guarantee you that for whatever number it is, the year you are that number is the year you are leaning into the magic of that number. Whether it's the abundance of an 8, the peace of a 6, the rest of a 7, or the change of a 5, lean into it. Heck, it's going to happen anyway, so you might as well lean in. Finally, this is, of course, the year 2025. When you add those numbers up, you get 9. And with it being November, we are nearing the end of a 9-year. If this year has felt heavy and hard or trying or taxing, it was supposed to. A 9-year is a year to clean up and let go of shit that doesn't serve us anymore. It's a year to bring old ways of thinking or old ways of being to an end. Let it all go with grace. Let this 9-year play itself out. Grow and push through, because on the other side is a 1-year. 2026 adds up to 10, thus reducing itself to a 1. And 1, a powerful year of fresh starts, newness, and wonderful new blessings in the form of people, places, opportunities, jobs, relationships, travels, manifestations, whatever your heart's desire. Get ready for a 1-year, because she's ready for you. Some of us, me included, have been on a powerful 10-year cycle that is nearing its end. There's a lot of us out there. If you resonate with some or most of my episodes and you are waking up to who you are and the world around you, you are likely rounding out your 10-year cycle with me as well. It's a doozy. Designed to help you create drastic change, evolve you spiritually, help you heal, learn your valuable Earth School lessons, and embrace your authenticity, because your next cycle is your most powerful one yet. I promise you, it's going to be epic. Numerology, my friends, is a gift. This powerful, elegant way of seeing and believing. And I can't wait to hear how you're evolving with your numbers, laughing with them, embracing them, and coming to see them in a powerful new light. Numbers, you big, gorgeous things, you. Thank you for helping us humans see things just a little more clearly. As a final note, Taylor Swift and I have something in common. We both love numerology. If you're a Swiftie, I don't need to go into all the ways in which she works numerology magic, but I do especially love how her and Travis's numbers have come together. He wears a number 87 jersey, and her favorite number being 13 for her birthday. Adding those together and you get 100, which is why you'll hear them say, "We keep things 100." Worked out to be a single digit, you get 1. They are a beautiful new beginning for one another. See, the magic in numbers are so elegant, it's hard not to be inspired by them. As always, if you've been Genspired, please leave a comment below. I'd love to hear from you. Oh, and would you look at that? My clock says 5:55 p.m. Bye.